Dr. Adelson or Adelman or whoever that robber is that you go to every 20 minutes. You've gone around the bend this time, Mavis. What do you got in there? Alzheimer's? Is that it? He knocks loudly at the door. Mavis, have you lost your goddamn mind? Mavis goes to the mirror to look at herself, tightens one of her pearl studs that has loosened, then walks back to the door. I am 79 years old, Al, she says softly into the crack. What's that? I say I am 79 years old, she says louder. He inhales sharply. Ah, geez, this is about my missing your birthday? It's not my birthday for 5 months, Al. Remember? I was born in December, in a blizzard. Remember? Well, I'm calling the kids, Al says. Yes, sir. All three of them. Right now. She hears his voice moving down the hall. And your doctor, too. That's not necessary, Mavis calls out. And then, yelling, Al, I'm not going crazy. I'm just thinking. I was going to tell you about this, but you... He can't hear her. She sits down on the closed seat of the toilet, peels the wrapper off a candy bar. I am 79 years old, she says aloud, and takes a bite. This is the beginning of what she wanted to say. Truthfully, she wasn't sure what would come next. She figured it would just happen, naturally. She examines the candy bar as she chews. She has always liked this, looking at food while she eats it. Makes it taste better. She wonders how they get that curly little swirl on the top of every candy bar. It's a nice touch, even though some machine did it, and it is therefore not sincere. She crosses her legs, gently swings the top one, then leans over to the side to inspect it. She used to have great legs. Oh, honey, Al had said the first time he undid her garters and pulled her nylons off. Look at these gams. He had kissed her thighs, and she blushed so furiously, she thought surely he'd see it in the dark. They were on their honeymoon, in a cottage in the Adirondacks. Her hair had been long and honey blonde, pulled back at the sides by two tortoiseshell combs, curled under at the bottom in a page boy. The Andrews sisters were on the radio at the moment she lost her virginity, her white negligee raised high over her breasts, one comb fallen off and digging into her shoulder, though not unpleasantly. She shook so hard when Al entered her he wanted to stop, but she wouldn't let him. It's fine, honey, she said. It just hurts. Her fingers were balled into fists against his back, and she uncurled them, tried to relax. She looked for a place on the ceiling to focus on. She'd concentrate on that, take her mind off things. I can wait, Al had said. Why don't I wait? He'd raised himself up, tried to look into her face, but she hid herself in his shoulder, embarrassed and silent, then giggling. I don't think that helps, waiting, she'd finally said. You just go on ahead. It's all right. Afterward, they'd made a nest of the blankets and pillows, faced each other in the dim light, spoke in low tones of all the things they wanted to do, candlelit dinners every Saturday night, 4 children, the biggest Christmas tree on the lot every year. They touched each other's faces with the tips of their fingers, probed gently at the openings between each other's lips. At breakfast the next morning, Al had said Mavis looked different, more womanly. She said she'd noticed exactly the same thing. He took her hand, she put down her fork, and they went back to the bedroom. Already they had a special language, Mavis had thought, and the intimacy grounded her, fueled her. It hadn't hurt so much the second time. Hey, Mavis, Al says now, banging on the door. Jonathan wants to talk to you. He's on the phone. You'd better come out here. Mavis walks to the door, straightens her skirt, speaks loudly into the crack. Listen to me, Al. I just told you I want to have a week to myself. I'm not coming.